We got a full house. I don't know if everybody's getting sound or not. Do I got to get them all turned up? Chris, you getting sound?
Yep.
All turned up. The boys of Main Place Real Estate in the house. Chris Harrison, Zane Peterson, like always. And he joined us as a co-host before he joined us as a member of Main Place. But he also joined us as a member of St. Teresa's staff, I guess, before that. A very familiar face, or voice. Brandon Barney.
Voice.
What's up?
Not much. Thanks for having us.
Familiar face to us. Yeah. What's up, boys?
Not too much.
How's the what's a crazy rainy day do to the housing market?
You get wet.
Yeah. You got people that still go out and check out them houses?
Oh yeah.
Were you guys out there in it today?
If you're scheduled, yep. I took off to show one today and it was getting dark, and then by the time I was walking back in the office, the old dome got a little a few drops on it.
The sun is out now.
Sun's out. So
Brandon has joined the team. What do we say? Are you part-time both?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, part-time. I'm part-time at St. Teresa for sure. And then obviously the rest is...
Real estate's kind of your own.
Yeah.
The more success you have equals the more time you put in.
Right. I had someone today ask me, what time do you get off tonight?
Hell yeah.
Because we've got an issue and closing tomorrow. What time do you get off? And I said, I'm not. Call me.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It's the same people that think that I'd have another job. That I only work 10 hours a week here.
Right.
This is all I do is these 10
it's
hours.
It's easy, right?
There's nothing else going on here.
Just get on the radio and talk.
So you guys, are we starting to shift? Are you seeing like a traditional shift into the fall season, or is it still school's back?
Yeah, there is the shift because August does always slow down in a sense. The back to school, last minute vacations, that type. But there is always still a fall market too. And towards the end of August and September, October, there's still strong demand. Certainly it's different than a May, June, timeframe, but we're definitely heading into the fall season right now.
I'm trying to figure out just exactly what, is it just school? I mean, that's people pretty much will move any time of year, right? It's just.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They will. You know. I mean, obviously, the winter will have an impact on things. Nobody likes to move when it's 10 degrees outside. But I was talking with another business owner a few weeks ago about kind of the August, drop, and they're in a different type of business. And she said every year that's when they're small business owners themselves, and they said that's when they take family vacations every year because they always knew that August was a drop off. So. That's why it's been a good time to add Brandon at this time. August 1st, I think it was his official start. And we were really excited to get him in, and he's got a lot of great experience, having been at St. Teresa and, Millikan University before that. And I think how long ago was it that we had your house listed for sale? When was that?
That was March of 17, 18. No, I closed March of 18. So it would have been a little bit before January.
Yeah.
January.
Okay.
Yeah. One of those. January 1st, and hit the market, and got it done.
Yeah, so we had Brandon and Kelsey's home listed for sale and helped them buy a new home in South Shores for their growing family, which let him talk a little bit about his family there, too. So quite a bit going on.
Yeah, so it's been my wife and I and our son Colton, three now, and then we started fostering not too long ago, and so we've grown by a few.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been...
put some hair product and a little beard on Colton. No, it's a little Brandon Barney. Yeah. Got a first Snapchat out. I was like, man, this kid is... That's your kid.
It's undeniable.
Yes, absolutely. That's really cool then.
It's working out great, except for Brandon's been passing out flyers to high school kids trying to see if they want to sell their parents' homes. So I think... It could crash in both directions if he doesn't play his cards right.
I'm upset I didn't think of that first.
We're cornering the market.
Very niche. He's got a very niche. People that will own houses in 8 years.
There's already people making statements like, let me guess, somebody's going to move and they're going to be a football player and this guy's going to be in there telling them where to go to school.
Let's not go there yet.
Yeah.
Let's see who starts winning this year.
By the way, St. Teresa gets accused of, not accused, but they pay the penance for recruiting. So go recruit all you want, even if it means getting jobs in the community.
And it's really a good partnership, that he is still able to work with St. Teresa, and certainly he's got an important role there, and we didn't want to step in on that, but he was also excited to to get moved over to us. And
has real estate been in your past?
Not in my past in a professional, but it's something I've been interested in for a while. Okay. I remember when we were growing up and my parents moved a couple times, and it was just something that was really interested to me. Yeah. And I got into the details probably much further than a teenager would have at that time. And then just from going through and buying and selling our houses a couple times, you know, I was pretty detailed, so getting into the weeds on it a little bit. And then just knowing that, you know, buying, especially for first-time home buyers, you know, buying a house is a big deal. And so kind of parlaying my passion for that, but also my passion just for helping people, it was kind of a nice meld of, hey, here's what I bring to the table, and now I've got the knowledge backside on the real estate, and then using my service side to help people kind of push us along that way.
Yeah.
When did the conversation start? When did we first talk about
it? Let's say this didn't happen overnight.
Right.
Become a real estate agent.
Getting the license.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been before even, I know he's not with us now, but Brandon, I mean, I remember the first time you guys put out like, hey, we're looking to grow. That mm-hmm. was what, fall of last year.
Right.
Not too yeah. long, actually winter, yeah. not too long after you guys had started. And I saw it and I was like, I was way too busy with what I was doing.
Yeah.
At St. T and in the Sustain the Future campaign, and then I didn't do anything with it, and then early winter, January's time frame, I think they were, hey, we're looking again, and
yeah.
things were just kind of starting to line up, and talked to my wife a little bit, and said, let's just start a little bit, get into the classes and see what it's like and that kind yeah. of stuff, and then, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of agents that have multiple things going on in their world, too. I mean, there's mm-hmm. we've got coaches out there, we've got... You know, there's probably teachers, and to be involved, you're not even a teaching situation where you got to be. Look at Nick. Nick's got 9 jobs, and one of them is a teacher.
Yeah. yeah.
So you can fit that into the schedule if you're at a place where it'll allow you to fit it into the schedule. So what will your expertise be in? Do we know? I mean,
right now, I mean, it's just been jumping on a lot of new buyers.
Learning the home market.
Yeah, learning a little bit about some, you know, I'm familiar with some of the areas. I've been in Decatur now about 6 years.
Yeah.
So I've been, and I've lived out north, lived down south, in yeah. Millican area. I've rented before, so I kind of have a good lay of the land, but obviously working with Chris and Zane on learning a little bit more about the details.
Yeah.
But right now, it's kind of been new buyers coming in, looking to start their process and helping them along the way and just kind of learning what they need to do to move along.
Have you learned that a house in the DPS 61 district, you can get 30% more house? Value. Have they taught you that?
You get the value.
Absolutely.
I mean, hey, we bought in the district.
There you go.
Right. Absolutely. So. And we've really taken training very serious, too. And yeah. we do what we call field training, where it's, you know, hey, we're going to look at a house. Let's go. You know, we're going to show houses, too. So Brandon's got, you know, instead of just kind of being out there on his own with a, you know, a contract and a file and say, go get it. You know, we really want to help him succeed and help him through a lot of those things to begin with. So just tagging along and watching us show properties has been a big part of what he's been doing lately, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's been great. Just kind of see it from a different perspective. Obviously, I have my mindset on what I need to be doing, but seeing it from them.
What's the name of your camera system?
Matterport.
He's got to learn Matterport. Yeah. Right?
Haven't done that yet. But we'll get there.
I feel like that's a 2-week class.
It's pretty. Yeah, it takes some work to get it right.
Technology. Get uh-huh.
But it's been a nice blend of doing that with them. You know, Zane's helping out a little bit more on the contract side, learning the ins and outs of that, and Chris on the backside of, you know, getting out and meeting with clients and the sales side of it. But then also just saying, hey, take the leads that come and go with them.
Yeah.
You know, I've already put in a couple contracts, had one still working through, had one fall through, got a lot of more that are interested. So, for being 2.5 weeks in, it's been busy.
Part of the world, right?
Didn't you have one you got outbid on, or, you know, there was a little snafu where another buyer came in and Zane told me, he goes, he's kind of bummed out about that. And I said, good.
Yeah.
You know, it's how it goes. It's going to happen again too.
Yeah, get used to it. Is mm-hmm. that a get used to it problem?
Everything is.
Okay.
You know, gotcha. I mean, and it, you know, there's things like that, and just, you know, like sometimes you lose a buyer, or sometimes you're going against another agent on a listing, and sometimes you don't get it. So, and it is surprising, but to think you may have a buyer who puts an offer on a home and you don't end up with it, but it does happen. It happens a fair amount. You just got to live with it.
So. Is this a good home, a house selling summer?
It has been.
You know, we just talked to Andy Potts with golf. Golf is still open for a few more months. Are we talk about it slowing down with school. Do we get into school and then it kind of gets steady again?
Know, I think activity that we see, you know, sometimes the phones don't ring quite as much, or some of the buyers we're working with, they're letting us know, hey, we're taking off for 2 weeks. We're going to come back in and hit the market hard. But other than that, you know, homes in every neighborhood are still, there's new inventory coming on the market. There's inventory that's been around for a little bit that's currently negotiating offers. So it's active. It's busy.
Yeah.
That's the way we like it too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's still a good time to get out there and buy, and you're still getting the value in 61. By the way, we talked about that for a few weeks, but you got great houses outside in the county too, right? I mean, nobody wants to get lost in that, but there are there's a high percentage of houses available in Decatur.
Absolutely.
That's kind of one reason you wanted to concentrate on that. This isn't the market that it was 5 years ago.
Right. No. And there are homes in Warrensburg or Meridian. I was just in Meridian School District before I came straight from there to here. So, yeah. There's not as many of those homes. So the buyers I had, the home just came on the market last week. They messaged me last night and I said, yep, we better go. So yeah. That's what we jumped out today and did it. And, it's important to get on those, but yeah, there's homes in all segments and in all price ranges. I mean, if you want a pool, not a pool, you know, we can get it for you.
The pool, that's the one you go to. I just figure it's always about the school district, but everybody, it's not about the school district necessarily.
Well, and one of the other things too, and I know we talk about a lot when I'm on here for St. Teresa is, you know, you gotta have that choice. So even though we're in the district and there's that value there, you know, people want options. And so do they want a faith background? So kind of having me on the side here too, to say, hey, here's some options if you're considering, I know the background and I can get in contact with that if that's something someone's looking for. So now we're kind of hitting all of our markets on that side of it.
Or if they're moving to Warrensburg, and you'll warn them about St. T. Just wait, if you're going to play sports, if you're going to be any good, you might want to think about it again. So when you start to think about real estate, I kind of got from you that their question is what sparked you. I mean, did you ever get a situation where you're like, okay, I have to determine where I want to go, or did you just always know Main Place?
Working with Chris and Zane obviously was. I used them in the past. Zane was my agent, and then Chris ended up working as kind of a dual agent on a contract with a buyer on our house. And so watching that process and working together with them was really nice. And then part of it, too, was, you know, there were what I like to do personally and as I grow is to be a part of something that's new and that there's some obstacles out there that we can look to be successful and how are we going to grow that. And so this was just kind of a great opportunity.
Yeah.
They had just kind of started. I mean, it was like 6 months, 8 months by the time I was kind of rolling into it. And I could see kind of the momentum that they had going.
Yeah.
And it was a good opportunity knowing that I could come in, get the support from them, but also be a part of the growth rather than kind of going into a well-established, bigger type of firm where I might not get that. And
sure.
So that, knowing that I was coming into it new, I was looking for that. And they were excited to have me be a part of that and to help grow into this new success and hopefully continue to grow in it. So that just kind of all the dominoes lined up in the right pattern. And
yeah,
absolutely. And we couldn't be more excited to have Bran as part of our team. It's been great to work with him. And something likewise, I think when I worked with Bran as a client, he was kind of that rare client that as I was coming to do a market analysis of his house, he didn't wait for me to pull out my packet of information of houses that sold around him. He was the one staying out there in the front yard and going, well, that sold for that price.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That sold for that. So, I mean, he's a natural in the business.
Kind of proved that it would have worked, yeah. And you have to like green as a
color. That's definitely a color that I've got to add into my wardrobe. Being, you know, from Riverton and then St. T and Milliken, a lot of blues.
Yeah.
Riverton's green, I like orange and blue, right?
Riverton, orange and blue,
yeah. And then blue and Milliken. So green's a good color, though. I enjoy it as well.
You can sell houses in bulldog orange. I think they'll let you do that every
sure.
now and then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Zane's happy with the Milliken blue, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he came here to play golf at Milliken?
I did.
No, just. So, my fun sports fact of the day. Zane was a golfer.
Always got to squeeze that in. Huh?
That's a Troy Hayes factor.
Yeah, I know. It is.
That's the old standby.
If you brought up any one of like four athletes, Troy had one fact on him. You know, Jeremy Avant grew up in Decatur? Jason Avant. Former wide receiver. I can't remember the other ones, though. All I can remember is Jason Avant. Anyway.
I'll say this. This is a huge get for Main Place.
Is this bad for St. T in a way?
No, because here's why. This is inside baseball. I work with Brandon regularly. Mm-hmm. We make a lot of stuff. All these billboards and stuff, the radio ads, the stuff you see on Now Decatur.
You put all his ideas on paper and
Yeah, we'll just call it that. Yeah. it seems to work. And now St. Teresa needed some funding. It needed some help. We got it. the ship is floating, and now he doesn't need to be sitting there white-knuckling the steering wheel all the time. If it gets to that, he'll be back on board more. But it's to the point where it's smooth seas. He's got something else he wants to do also. This is huge for Maine Place. This is a three-man weave and Taylor. This is, I think this is the beginning of something. It's kind of like watching the Cubs, in my opinion, like when you saw that they were tanking for a little bit, but you start accumulating all these pieces, these young guys, you're like, you wait in about a year or two. This is going to be a nice little thing. I think this is the beginning of that. And I may be biased because I know all these people and I've worked with them on different things or whatever, but I'm excited. I'm extremely excited.
Yeah. You feel like you still get to be a big part of the Bulldog family.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I'm there every day, in and out on different projects. So yeah, we're still leading the front on all the marketing and fundraising. So yeah, I'm still there.
Good stuff. Anything else going on around you want to hit on?
Nope. I think we're good.
MainePlace.us or MainePlaceRealEstate.us? Just MainePlace.us.
MainePlace.us.
MainePlace.us. I remember the .us part. So I didn't remember all.
Maybe we need a billboard for that.
Yeah.
Right here. Put it right on right out here. Right there.
You can sponsor this whole room.
Like those Charles Schwab commercials where they just always put the billboard right outside the guy's office.
Right.
Yeah.
Like here's that. Your sign.
But MainePlace Real Estate on Facebook.
Absolutely.
And just come see you guys downtown if they want.
Yeah, we do a lot of fun things on Facebook, too. One of the things that is getting the most response.
What was
right
the
now,
number, by the way?
We still don't know. Going.
You still never got it?
Still
we have a 1 in 10,000 chance to crack the code.
So you really never want anybody to get this. Pick a 4-digit number.
No, we want it because it's a $40 box that we need opened. Oh, yeah. We literally have, I think my kids got a hold of it and thought, oh, this is how you change it. And then they pick some random number and now it's gone. So.
And what is it?
Thankfully, it doesn't have a key in it.
There is no key in it.
I wasn't even sure what I was trying to win. What was it?
We actually put together a $100 gift card back to school package.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but it's in a box?
It might be a winter break
a key
package.
Box that has a 4-digit code.
Okay.
0 through 9.
Gotcha.
4 digits you got to get just right. And so you get the 4 digits.
How many possibilities?
Opens,
it's 9 times 9 times 9 times 9.
9 times?
If, unless there's zeros
the ninth
on
power.
It.
There's
zeros. There's zeros.
So there are, 10. So it's 10.
So it's 10 to the 10th power?
No, they're to the 4th power.
10 to the 4th.
That's 100, 1,000 times.
I didn't realize you.
10.
So you don't know the 4-digit code?
No. There's 10,000. 10,000.
I didn't know that part.
That's what makes it a challenge.
I didn't get into that. Well, then I would never have guessed mine because I just put Maine. But my guess was Maine spelled out on a keypad.
Figure, yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm gonna get like the 6th one. I'm gonna guess, and they're gonna tell me you can't. quit ruining
you're
it.
Not
let somebody else figure this out.
It's 1 of 10,000 numbers, or it's a screwdriver or pry bar. It's one of those things.
We had a pretty tall building. If you want to drop it off the top here,
That wouldn't do it. But
really,
if we give it another month and it doesn't work, maybe we will try that. Like off just the 12th floor, and
you give us a code, or just come take a few swings at it. Yeah, that's funny. So go to their Facebook page and guess.
Yeah.
Now, how many have been guessed? Now I haven't seen it. In a while.
There's quite a few.
There's no way
that
people
has,
can
has
look through all of them.
Pretty
now,
massive
though.
Spreadsheet set up. And,
yeah.
Is that right? So
yeah.
People are double guessing all the time now.
You can guess as many times as you want.
But you said try not to guess something that's already been guessed. Well, if you're in the thousands, nobody's going to read through.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah. So what's happening is we're going through, or Taylor's going through, and
all this for $100.
Yeah. And they'd say, no, that wasn't it, but thanks. That way she knew she'd already checked that.
Okay.
One. So
cross it off the list.
There's no way even half of these have been guessed yet. This is like how you should win a car.
Maybe.
You guys are giving away some crayons.
It's going to get to the point where they're just going to go give somebody $100.
If you can get it open, just put here's all the numbers we haven't used. That's wild. That's bananas. Maine Place Real Estate. Check it out on Facebook. If you missed any of our conversation, I'll be back and available on Nauticator.com on the free Nauticator app. Anything else, boys? We good?
670 comments so far.
Oh, my God. There's so many
We got
more.
A long ways
so
to go.
So many more numbers to guess.
Yeah.
So a lot more to do.
Yep, absolutely.